This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We are back on The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, and this week, Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker took a step to try to address housing in the city. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb is still with us to chat about this, and Pat, housing's been a top priority for the mayor. Give us the details of what happened Wednesday morning.
Well, she promised during her campaign to build. Now, what her promise was has changed somewhat, but I think it was understood to be 30,000 units of affordable housing. It's now affordable or market rate housing, or it's the rehabilitation of housing, the preservation of housing that already exists for a total of 30,000. And she kind of spent the first year working on other things like cleaning the city. That was sort of her main focus in her first term and just staffing up her government and stuff. And so as the year wound to a close, she started to focus on housing. And she's now a couple months into her second year in office, and she still had not announced this housing plan. And so she went ahead and had a big press conference this week with a cavalcade of speakers. It went on for more than an hour, but she really didn't have a lot to add to the basic promise that she was going to do 30,000 units of housing.
We are bringing the best and the brightest and the experts, the project users, the implementers, the builders, everyone who is doing the work, they're going to be at the table.
What we got was the signing of an executive order creating an advisory panel that is going to offer her recommendations for how to streamline the process of developing new housing, and she's given them 30 days to report back.
You touched on this earlier, but I wanted to drill down here. As far as the hopes, I know me from, you know, just taking kind of a glancing look at this when she first started talking about it, I thought it was going to be 30,000 new units. But now it does sound like you said we're kind of talking a combination of new, transformed, improving already built inventory, a little bit of everything, or is it even we still don't really have a good idea on that?
Yes, it's a little bit of everything. And, you know, there are already like robust housing preservation programs and even, you know, new affordable housing programs like Turn the Key, the Whole Home Repair Program. And in the vacuum of the actual plan, I would say that there are those who are becoming very cynical about what she intends. I heard more than one person say, oh, so if you get a new boiler, that's going to count as a unit, one of those 30,000 units. If you get a new roof, that's going to count as one of those 30,000 units. And we don't know yet. is the truth, but hopefully we'll find out in 30 days.
Is the mayor, is the city concerned about when it comes to housing and any money they might get from the federal government not being there or being clawed back? We've kind of seen the Trump administration turn off the spigots across the board for anything they don't approve of or don't feel like is worth it. Is that a concern when it comes to trying to do something that like this that she wants to do?
Well, she says it's not.
I won't allow an election or any kind of politics to get in the way of us doing our work.
She says she was just down in D.C. this week lobbying the congressional delegation and both of Pennsylvania's U.S. senators to remind them that, you know, Philadelphia needs a certain amount of money to operate and continue to be this economic engine for the state. And she seemed very confident that they were going to come through. I think it's maybe a bit optimistic, but she said she wouldn't let politics stand in the way of her goals for the city.
Just to put it together, a timeline going forward, the first thing we really want to look for is the budget and then the 30 days for this task force?
Yes. Yeah. The budget will come out March 13th. It'll have the kind of the parameters of the city part of the funding. She is also counting on state and federal funding, and that is a big unknown. But we'll see how much of the city budget she's willing to devote to this project. And then probably a week or so later, we'll get the report back from the advisory panel on what it should look like.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. KMW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joining us. We need to step away. We will have much more of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio in just a couple of moments. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.